Idaho Falls mayoral race drama-rama.
The Giving Machine comes to East Idaho. We'll have dates and places for ya.
The UTV Light Parade returns for the third year.
And Reed's Dairy reopens and you're invited on a tour.
It's right here, right now, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
So then I said, what are you doing with it for the other 23 hours and 55 minutes a day? Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, and independent thinkers, to one of the podcasts of all time.
It certainly is one.
All time! Hit that like button, subscribe, comment, rate. We'd appreciate any little thing you do. To let the algorithm know you're kind of into Idaho Falls, infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes. And Carly Morgan, is that the 2025 Amazon gift guide?
Oh, this little thing?
Oh my.
The only piece of mail that you actually get from Amazon that isn't a package?
The only, yeah, good point.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's the 2025 equivalent of the Sears wish book. Is that what it was called?
One of those. I know that Toys R Us had one too.
Okay.
You know, like that's what I was going to say is as a kid, I remember my brother and I, we would go through my grandma's newspaper and find all of the ads for like the toy stores and, you know, Target and stuff like that. And that's what we would mark up for Christmas. This year, I went out to my mom's house to hang out and I was chatting with her and she calls the kids upstairs, hands them one of these.
Can I see?
Yeah. And says, okay, guys, I want you to go through this and mark up some of the stuff that you want.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Rock the season. And turn up the cheer with gifts that are music to everyone's ears. Wow. Do they mean to write a poem in iambic pentameter?
Oh, probably. Do. I mean, because it sounds like, what's the house?
Dr. Seuss?
Well, no. What's the one? It's like...
Night Before Christmas.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Wow. I can't believe I couldn't... what's the house when I was thinking Quiet as a Mouse? Yeah.
I believe it's actually called A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Mm.
'Twas the night before
that
Christmas.
Be. Yes.
And all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even your mom. Makeup. Okay, gifts for her, gifts
I
for
did
kids.
Already see a couple of things in there that are pretty damn cute.
The fashion gal, adventure
like,
seeker.
They have Hello Kitty snowman salt and pepper shakers.
Okay.
And they have a really cute little pink nutcracker, which just saying, once again, pink is the new it color for the holiday season decorations.
Yeah, you're not wrong. They had lots of pink inside Burlington.
Yes,
they
did.
When that store opened, did you see?
Yes. I actually finally got to go in, which I was really excited for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had these really cute like Grinch pillows that were pink. Like they had all kinds of cute pink stuff.
And what did you think of it? What's the vibe? What's the look? What's the feel of the store?
I mean, it's... basically exactly what you would expect. You know, it felt like TJ Maxx had taken over a Bed Bath & Beyond's corpse.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it has the same vibe, basically.
TJ Maxx 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Electric Burgaloo?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. But yeah.
Remember when the chamber got all mad at us for... talking about their efforts to clean up TJ Maxx. Is TJ Maxx cleaned
up? It was Ross.
Up?
It was Ross.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ross.
Clean up.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's how you know it's one of the nicer ones because it's more like TJ Maxx than Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although
so it's
Ross
on the high end
prices.
Of the. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, and speaking of the chamber, if you're going to do your own hype post, one suggestion, if you're from the British Isles, just remember when you do your own hype post, in America, we spell organizations with a Z.
Right.
Okay.
You know, there are a couple of things that are just a little stupid like that. I just wish we would have just all chosen one and stuck to it.
Cookies, not biscuits. Elevators, not lifts. Apartments,
not
flats. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine going to another country, having them welcome you with open arms? Give you a job, even. And then you start pointing fingers at the lifetime, longtime locals and saying things like, he's a joke. What has he ever done for this community? Can you imagine doing that? I know I wouldn't do that.
What are you even talking about?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Audacity of... Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, so you went into Burlington. Mm-hmm. I want to go into Tractor Supply Store.
Me too.
I hear it's for people who have never heard of Cal Ranch.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But I don't know for sure.
I mean, it basically serves a lot of the same purpose. Mm-hmm. Although, I have heard that their decorations are extremely good. Like, they get really fun seasonal stuff. Like, okay. I remember a couple of years ago, they sort of responded to the Home Depot giant skeleton with one of their own, which, while it's proportionally, like, the proportions are the same size as the giant skeleton, mm-hmm. it's actually a lot smaller because it's made to look like it's crawling out of the ground.
Okay.
So it's a little less expensive and a little easier to store. Brilliant. So good for people who want the giant skeleton, but don't want to buy, like, a whole storage unit just for it.
I mean, that's rule number one, right? Know your audience.
Yeah.
Know your consumer base.
Right, right.
Okay. And then if you want to feel good this holiday season, it is coming to East Idaho. This is the first year, right? Because the first couple years we had our own local version of this.
Right.
But now we have the actual LDS Church giving machine arriving in East Idaho.
We sure do.
And is it machine or machines?
So it's going to be one machine going on a little bit of a tour.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're going to start in Chubbuck at the ICCU headquarters. They're going to be there from November 15th to the 30th. So pretty darn soon.
Mm-hmm.
After that, they're heading up to Hemming Village. I always want to say Hemingway because
he lived
enough.
Here. Yeah.
Yes. Right.
I believe he unalived himself there in Sun Valley Ketchum area.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a famous photo of him kicking a can down the road.
But anyway, in Hemming Village, it looks like it's going to be over by the Crumble Cookies in the atrium.
Okay.
Which I actually think is a really good place to put it, because you know Mormons love their Crumble Cookies.
Mm-mm-mm.
So hopefully they'll be passing by it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be December 1st through the 14th. And then finally, it's going to come to Idaho Falls. It's going to be in basically the center of the Grand Teton Mall from December 15th through January 1st.
Because of course it is. All right.
Yeah.
Do some giving that way. I don't know why we need a whole machine, a vending machine. It's because it's cute.
Sure.
It's cute. It's memorable.
Well, and it catches the eye.
It does.
I mean, technically, a QR code on a stand would basically do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, but that A, does look a little sketchier. And B, I think it doesn't make people want to give as much because they don't see the physical thing that they'd be giving, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we had an expression in broadcasting, ideas create dollars, you know, which is why it's so ridiculous to, I don't know, start a bad agency without hiring creatives.
Yeah, that seems like a bad move. But
I mean, I don't know who would think to do that. No one I know. No one I'd give my money to. Someone asked me why I went so hard on the bad agency. And the fact is, I knew the guy for a couple of years.
Okay.
And out of respect for the owner, I won't speak to my time there. But I can share some details that were made public by other people well after I left.
Okay.
Basically, he fired some of the most talented people in this town, some of my best friends in the business, from some of the best radio stations in town, my childhood favorites, certainly.
Oh, okay. I mean, it sounds like you might not be the only one that feels that way then.
Right. No, no, not at all. And I wouldn't say he's a garbage person. That would be taking it too far. I would say
someone
that,
might.
In my opinion, he behaves like a garbage person.
You're not a bitch. Right. You're being a bitch.
That's right. I didn't say you were a bitch. I said you were being a bitch. I mean, you know who I feel bad for are those people who don't know what they don't know.
Right.
Those people that mistake confidence for competence.
Yeah.
Because that's how people end up feeling conned by a confidence man. Is that what that means?
Yes, that is actually where that comes from.
Well, yeah, using a lot of words doesn't make you a great communicator. Using the phrase, the reality is, a lot doesn't make you an expert. And having a handlebar mustache doesn't make you a gambler in the Old West who blows a lot of money. And then some cowboys. All right. Wow, that's... Did I get two out already? What is going on?
Throwing shade, Mikey.
A little shade, a little salt.
The reading recipe to for filth.
A perfect podcast. And while we're at it, it has become apparent to me that there are some podcasts just starting out that are borrowing heavily from our show.
Oh, really? Wait, really?
Now, we're thrilled and honored to discover that we have unintentionally set the bar for the gold standard of what constitutes podcasting in East Idaho. That's great, right?
Well, I think it helps that we just have very high standards for ourselves.
But we'll remind you that if you're always playing the follow the leader, you're never going to wind up out front.
Which is fine with us.
That's fine by us. Just saying. And I can't give you any more tips. I can't teach you. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge.
Yeah.
Our podcast brings all the boys to the yard and we're like, it's okay.
Man, I mean, just so you know, usually when you gloat, you got to back it up, which I think you have done overall. But just remember, now you cannot slip.
Huh? Yeah, I can't slip this episode for sure.
No.
That's going to look bad. Editor, be on your toes. Oh, speaking of podcasts, what's the podcast that the bar does, the Greasy Pigeon?
Oh, the Soiled Dove?
Spoiled Dove.
Soiled Dove.
That's the one, yeah. No, I think one of my former coworkers was on there and sounded pretty good.
Okay.
I didn't listen for the full, like I only listened for a couple minutes. My phone did something important and I had to look at something shiny. But I trust that she's insanely happy. I hear she's got her dream gig, like working out at a gift shop on the outskirts of Arco. Something like that, but gives her lots of time to practice her marvelous Miss Maisel impression and work on her tight five. I hear that she's 2.5 minutes into it. So 2 minutes and 31 seconds into it. So that's over halfway done. So in a couple of years, she's going to be there. Obviously, I'm totally kidding. And thank God you don't need new jokes, just a new audience. All right. I'm done. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much. Comments and follow-ups. Residents near Lake Mead, Nevada have been left terrified after thunderous metallic booms echoed through the canyons.
Oh no, the loud booms are traveling.
Sound familiar? Yeah.
I wonder what's going on there. I mean, either those teenage boys we talked about before got a car and went on a road trip, or aliens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if Three Eye Atlas does it, it changed course and broke apart. All the other, everybody's saying, oh yeah, the mothership is releasing all the probes.
Right.
If the U.S. government doing a system of underground tunnels under the country doesn't get us, then the aliens will. All right.
Might not be so bad.
Reed's Dairy is coming back. They've invited the community to celebrate the grand opening of its newly rebuilt facility.
Mm-hmm. Super exciting.
Yes. Ribbon cutting and public tours this Friday and Saturday. The festivities begin at 2:00 on Friday.
Once again, though, I do want to know what they do with the big scissors afterward.
Yeah.
Like, is it a big scissor rental? Like, do you keep them? Do you, like, give them away to a thrift store?
Are they going to have the audacity to do it themselves, or are they going to call in the angry leprechaun? I don't know. Also, the Old Farmer's Almanac, we talked about the winter weather prediction, and we do that every August.
Uh-huh.
And the source we cite is the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that, Carly.
Because it's the oldest and the best?
Yes. That's the one we use.
Mm-hmm.
There's another Farmer's Almanac, and it's just called Farmer's Almanac.
Okay.
So there's the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Straightforward.
Yeah. From 1792, and then there's the maybe they started calling it the New Farmer's Almanac. I don't know.
Right.
But can you, speaking of the audacity, can you imagine some institution that's 26 years old? Isn't Google like 26 years old?
Yes, actually.
Or something?
Well, wait, no, it's a little older than that. I think it's more, it's like just under 30?
Well,
I guess 26 is.
Can you imagine coming out with a new Google?
Like you, right, right.
26 years later, you don't do that.
Well, I mean, Bing sure did try.
New YouTube. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But calling it that.
Yeah.
So anyway, Old Farmer's Almanac, the one we cite, the one we use, 1792.
Mm-hmm.
Farmer's Almanac, 1818. The reason I make the distinction between those two institutions, both fine institutions, both around for 200 years or more, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is the new one. Just went under last week. I don't know if they went under.
Okay.
But they announced, we're done.
Okay.
This issue that's already out is the is our last issue.
Man, you'd think they'd give people a heads up, you know, before they get the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either that or else this last one was such a bitch to put together that they were like, never mind, we're not doing it anymore.
Like the thing I really appreciated about the Idaho Falls Symphony, just a random compliment, is they said, hey, this upcoming season, at the end of last season, they said this upcoming season will be Thomas Heuser's last season.
Yes, right.
So you have an entire season. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Right.
To enjoy this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Farmer's Almanac did not. They said, okay, we're done. Anyway, but that's another very validating thing to us and our show, I believe, which is we always stick with the winner.
You know, right? We do kind of have a nose for that.
Yeah.
Ooh, should we like bet on horses? Probably not.
I predicted Trump, the one and only guest we've had on this show, won his case in front of the Idaho Supreme Court, Nathan Olson.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up. What else? Did we predict the Idaho Falls mayor? We'll get to that. It's a whole other can of, oof.
We talked
Pandora's
a little bit about
worms. It. Okay. Oh, and the old Farmer's Almanac Christmas 2025 forecast for Region 13 Intermountain is warm. Enjoy. We pick the winners. We identify the trends like this orange and pink as Christmas colors ad for something totally unrelated.
Right, right. It's for one of those pet donut bed things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, that being said.
But it has orange and pink on the tree.
Yes. Now, that being said, though, technically, we said orange and pink for Halloween colors.
Oh, yeah, we did.
You know? But still, I think the fact that pink is becoming such a trending holiday color in general does say something. Now, I personally like it's more like pink and mint green that are a little bit more Christmassy colors. Mm. I've seen those put together
a lot.
So
sort of a dialed down pastel red and green.
Exactly.
Pink
exactly.
and mint green. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've gotten too high on my pants. What?
Right.
High horse, britches, they're all too high. I'll come down a little bit.
Sure.
I just had my first wrong one of the night, so well, okay. What else we got? Mormon graveyard. An hilarious bit from last episode. Basically, there was an LDS trunk or treat event where they had lots of spooky things that have sort of expired that Mormons,
like the word Mormon.
Like the word Mormon. Like polygamy. Like,
the green and gold ball.
Yeah. Little tournaments. Different. Okay.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey Riddle, 4607 on YouTube says, what this is a failed attempt at comedy. Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say failed. I think that if you have a nice light heart and a good sense of humor, it can be a good time.
Aha! I think Jeffrey Riddle 4607 is fun at parties. Ryan Kins on TikTok, I'm sorry, Ryan Kins 1 on TikTok says, oh, you forgot the Hill Cumorah pageant.
Oh.
From 1937 to 2019. Do you know what that is, being an Exmo?
I actually, gosh, that does sound vaguely familiar, but I don't know off the top of my head. I'm guessing it's probably what Distinguished Young Women's is today. Distinguishing Young Women?
Well, okay.
That one.
No, it's not like a pageant, like a beauty pageant.
Oh, okay.
It's sort of a pageant, because I had to look it up.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm not even going to explain it very well, because I spent, again, 30 seconds of if sure. something takes more than, and that's why we're a podcast you can't trust. That should be our new slot. I just made that up.
I love it.
There's a news source in a trust. Anyway, pageants are like, they're sort of like passion plays.
Oh,
they sort of recreate events with a live cast, and sometimes
like
the audience
pageant.
Get involved. Yeah,
right. Okay.
Anyway, they stopped doing those.
Okay, that actually does make a lot of sense, though. I mean, especially because they did have like the whole traveling Mormon theater thing too.
Yes.
You know, so why not throw a pageant or two in there?
Yeah,
love it.
You know, I've never been a part of a church that did a passion play. Like the Baptists, we just didn't do that.
Oh, really?
Really?
Huh.
But a friend of mine, like, was he Methodist or so? Was it at Trinity? I don't remember. Was it Catholic?
Hmm.
But I did. I went to one once and I went, sure, these guys are really into this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people everyone loves theater. Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think they do it like in every sitcom ever.
Right.
Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Good one. Okay. Speaking of winners, last week we passed Neil and Julie on Facebook. This past week, we passed up their station, News Talk 107.9.
Ooh, getting a little braggadocious, Mike. We got to keep now. We got to keep this up.
I'm just eyeballing the metrics for you, so you don't have to. Now, the reason this is significant is this is the first. This is the first that these little subversive smartasses on the sidelines, meaning IFAF, meaning Mike and Carly, have actually surpassed by any objective amount, or number, or metric. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Any mainstream media here in town.
Right, which is pretty exciting for us. Now, don't get me wrong. I personally am very competitive, but I don't like to brag about it because then you look like a bad sport.
Well, and then you got people, then you get a target on you.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you got people, oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, we'll see who's a sick shooter.
So to help,
we'll see who's a
to help kind of offset some of your-
smoking cowboys in the Old West.
Yeah, maybe to offset some of your big talk, I'll just say- good game.
We'll see who's got a handlebar mustache.
I think we can all be winners.
Where's that damn piece of paper when I need it? Ah, it's been 2 years. I don't have it in the studio anymore. I can't pay the rent.
You must pay the rent.
I'll pay the rent. Okay. Yeah. Also, is Mike becoming a dull man?
Good question, because Facebook thinks that you are.
And by the way, we had a couple of people defending the Dull Man's Club, one on Facebook and Drea on YouTube. Thank you so much for your support there. And thank you always for listening. She's the head of the other IFAF.
Right. And she just rocks.
The one that really counts, that really matters. Yeah. Oh, yes. And she was also, we're going to get to the Spud Kings game coming up in the next half.
Yes.
She was there. Anyway, there's a couple of people who have said, oh, no, the Dull Man's Club is funny and it's ironically so. And it's actually hilarious.
Right.
But as we sort of realized that I'm a dull man and we talked about the Winco beans.
Right.
The cans and how all the beans are the same. Light red, dark red, kidney, chili beans.
Black beans
and small red beans.
Oh, good job.
All the same bean.
Yes. Yeah. Same bowl of beans. Yeah. Just different Photoshopped tints on them.
And I tried writing a title that had like beans puns in, like, did this save the bean counters a lot of money?
Oh, that's funny.
Does this amount to a hill of beans? Is this cool bean? You know, I'm... cool bean! Anyway, having realized that I am a dull man, maybe owning it a little bit. Last weekend, Carly and I were hanging out. She knows what happens here. So I have this one particular affinity for this one particular candy, Good and Plenty.
Yes, yes, you do.
It's black licorice. A lot of people think it tastes like ass. Here's what I think happened
to
me.
A lot of people think it's old lady candy.
Yeah. I was the youngest child growing up.
Right.
And my older brother, Bill, who wasn't particularly selfish or a candy hog or anything... But, you know, if the bowl of jelly beans got passed around, he'd be able to grab a handful first.
Right, right.
So when it finally came to me, guess what was left?
All of the black jelly beans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
So I guess I convinced myself I liked them.
You know what? That's kind of a good move, though. I mean, like, you've heard of the whole thing with couples where, like, there's always the one who loves pickles and hates pickles.
Yeah. Because
then that person takes the pickles off of their burger and gives it to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think it just makes for a better balance.
You love mushrooms more. I love onions more.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right. Jack Sprat and the fat and the lean. And anyway. So
you calling fat? Just, no, I'm kidding.
It's all on me. I'm fat, I'm dull, and I like weird shit. So anyway, so I got this Good and Plenty. I'm looking at my Altoids tins, yes. I've got those two.
Okay, Altoids rock.
They do.
Everyone likes Altoids.
But I realize I just like to be f***ed in the mouth by intense flavor.
Intense herbal flavor.
Yeah.
Like, I think that you definitely like something more... natural tasting, for lack of a better word.
I guess.
You know, because like me, for example, I love like artificial banana flavor. Anything that tastes like a fake banana, I'm so into. And that's not how bananas even actually taste.
Runts.
Although apparently they used to taste like that at one point and then they changed it. Like, you know, because of how they, you know, planted the...
I saw that meme too. Yeah, they died out.
Yeah. But point is, I like that artificial banana flavor. I think it's amazing, especially the Laffy Taffys. Mm. Oh, heaven. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum where I'm totally down for like ridiculous sugary, like not even like you can't find this in nature. You can't find anything like this that tastes like this in nature. Not anymore, at least.
So do you remember these? These things that were in grandma's candy jar?
Spiced gumdrops?
Growing up? They're spice drops. Mm-hmm. So I say to Carly, I says, you know what I could really go for right now? I've got my peppermint, I've got my cinnamon, I've got my black licorice or anise or anus, as some people call it. Yeah. You know what could I really go for? There's sassafras, root beer. Mm-hmm. I could really go for some clove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is one of the things in spice drops.
Yep.
And so she just got me a pack of spice drops from the dollar store. And I got to say.
Right.
10-10 would recommend. And fine. I'm dull. I'm whatever.
Just wait.
It's fine.
Next, you're going to be dying for some buttermints.
Oh, God, no. Never. Never, ever.
Really? Those were one of my granny's favorite candies.
Or those peanut butter taffies at Halloween. Oh.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. All right. So clearly you have a line that you've drawn.
Starlight mints, however.
Okay. And what are those ones that look like Hershey's Kisses, but they're like all different colors and they've got sprinkles on the bottom of them? And I think they're usually minty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good. I used to eat so many of those when I was a kid.
They've got a name. Can we look up the name real quick?
Yeah. Let's look up
the name.
Smooth and Melty Mints. 1 pound petite misty mints.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah, anyway, I used to eat a ton of those at my granny's house.
To be fair, those are baller. Those are good.
Those are so good. And they're so cute.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month. Or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Lincoln Post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
We're back on
the talk show with the happy
our bullshit
difference.
Yes.
IFAF Idaho Falls. The talk show with the happy difference.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, we try to keep it light or at least funny.
Some of the time.
We do our best, dang it.
Every time except for this episode.
Yeah, you're kind of mad.
Say la la la.
La 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 la.
Say it.
The talk show that's all heart.
the talk show with the happy difference. IFAF, Idaho Falls.
The important thing is I got it all out of my system, maybe even for the rest of the year.
Oh, just in time for the holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can actually fill your heart with love and joy for a minute?
Yeah, peace and love, fellow men, kind.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Don't count on it.
IFAF, Idaho Falls.
Okie dokie. Phasing out pennies, right? I haven't been spending a lot of cash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always Mr. Swipey.
Yeah, cards are a lot easier, to be fair.
But McDonald's is doing the, you know, if it's 2 cents over, we'll round it down. If it's 3 cents over, we round it up thing, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's pretty fair. And frankly, pennies take up a lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of annoying. I kind of get it.
I'm glad to see him go.
Yeah.
I wrote a blog post in 1999, I think, before there was even like blogger.com.
Okay.
I just had a rotating list of rants on my website, on my personal website that still exists today, by the way.
All right.
It's MikeEZ.com. It just redirects to my Facebook now.
Oh, funny.
But you can go there.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, actually.
Anyway, I wrote a big rant. I'm like, yeah, pennies are just, we don't need them.
Yeah, I mean, Canada got rid of theirs.
Yeah.
So, and actually, during that whole thing, a lot of people made them into like flooring or tables or stuff like that.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool, and it does look really neat.
Yeah, when they make little patterns out of it, depending on how dull or shiny they are.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. You know, plus, honestly, pennies on the dollar compared to other flooring options.
Did you just?
I did. Now,
dad jokes, bad jokes.
That being said, if we're going to get rid of the penny,
mm-hmm.
I think that at the exact same time, we also need to just start including the fucking tax in the fucking price. For the love of God and all things holy.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
I'm so sick of having to calculate things in my head in line so I can have the exact change ready before I get up there. You know, it's so much, like, just tell me what it's going to be.
And you know what? The convenience stores are going to have to spend a buttload of money updating their take a penny, leave a penny jars that say that, you know, their little...
Yeah, take a coin, leave a coin instead.
Change trays.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, usually it's just handwritten, so it'll probably be fine. Yeah. And also, it will just help save so many parents from having to see the anguish and devastation on their child's face when they go to buy something and they have to explain, well, honey, I know you have $5, but with tax, it's going to be more than $5. So we have to get something else.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out that getting rid of pennies does not change the rhyme at all. You can say, if you see a nickel, pick it up all the day, you'll have good luck.
Right. Oh, you know what, though? That is a good point, though. Because has anyone blessed the nickels with luck? Like, could the Pope do that, do you think?
We'll do it right now.
I mean, we do have an American Pope.
That's true.
He can bless our American money.
Out of Chicago.
Yeah. If he can't, we will.
That reminds me.
From now on, your nickels are lucky.
Some Lou Malnati's Chicago pizza for the holidays.
Ooh, that does sound good.
It's a traditional.
Plus, it's a nice deep dish. Which
holiday favorite.
Well, and that's also when you want like a nice, big, thick crust, you know, big slice of something. What is this face?
Yeah. I've had a little too much caffeine. Can I have another sip of this, in fact?
I don't know if you should. Jeez.
No, I have. Is that the reason?
You've been running.
This is Alani Pink Slush. I got it for Carl because I know she's into that sort of shit.
I love pink. And I'm also always tired. A girl, do not sleep. I almost said the B word. But you know what? No, I'm not a bitch. I'm very nice.
Oh, come on. When you say badass bitch or boss bitch, these, I don't think anybody, I suppose you can still use bitch as a pejorative.
Yeah, yeah.
But does anybody still? I don't know.
Well, now they just say that you're being a bitch.
Right. I didn't say you were. Well, we'll edit all that out for sure. Okay. Do we want to talk about how Idaho has the highest debt-to-income ratio of any state in the country?
Like the state or the citizens?
The citizens.
The citizens. Yes. Okay. Yes. That actually does not surprise me at all. You know, because all of a sudden, so many things have skyrocketed price-wise, but the wages just haven't really kept up.
Yeah, I've always felt, as somebody who's lived here for decades, I've always felt that East Idaho employers don't pay what they should be, could be.
Yeah, and that's kind of the crummy thing about it, too. When I went to college and stuff, I decided to stay in the area, and then a bunch of my friends moved away to other places, and they were, like, it was so much easier for them to find jobs that were making, like, almost twice what mine was, you know, with the exact same credentials. So...
Yeah, I edited Rebecca Casper's State of the City address earlier this year, and I think that's one of the reasons she said... Mm-hmm. One of the reasons she cited for Idaho Falls falling out of first place in the best cities ever in America.
Yeah, award. Best up-and-coming cities or something
best
like that.
Best small cities.
Yeah, best small towns.
Whatever the qualifier was.
Yeah.
Is that we're not paying our people enough. So
yeah.
Let's get on it.
Well, and the worst part is
Start with Christmas bonuses.
Right. Right.
And while we're on the topic of mayors, might as well get straight to...
The runoff?
The runoff election. The rules are the winning candidate has to have over 50%. And when there's three candidates, that leads to the possibility of that not happening.
Yes.
Which is what happened.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I do think it's really interesting that Lisa and Jeff were so neck and neck that that little 6% that Christian got was enough to cause a runoff.
Yeah. So Lisa and Jeff were within 100 votes of each other, right?
Really?
Something like that?
Holy guacamole.
Again, if it took more than 30 seconds to research, we don't have it on this show. But that's why we're having the runoff. It's Tuesday, December 2nd for mayor and city council seat number 2, by the way. There was a runoff on that.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So we're having some mayoral drama. It's now heating up.
Right.
Jeff and Lisa both have to pull from contingency budgets and advertise again and go hard and stump for another, is that the word for stump? Yeah. for another month, 3 weeks after this.
Yeah, right.
To hit that finish line again. I know they're probably both exhausted.
Probably. Well, and also I think that, you know, us citizens are a little exhausted of it too. Like, we just want to know who's going to be mayor.
Right.
Yeah. I kind of think it's a little silly that it takes, like, that they take so long to do the runoff. Like, come on. Could this not be done after, like, 2 weeks? Does it have to be a whole month?
Right. One guy's got to drop out. I mean, I suppose to alleviate any uncertainty.
Right.
For people to do their due diligence.
Sure.
And collect more information, I suppose.
All right. All right.
But in the meantime, it has given us plenty of... Drama, llama, ding dong.
Yeah, yeah.
Drama, rama, mama, llama, comma, chameleon. So, couple things. Chad Christensen, everybody, he's a bit of a character around these parts, if you don't know. He's a conservative. He was in Idaho State something or other for a minute, right? Representative or something?
Mm-hmm.
He'll have some hot takes, and I don't know if it's due to a traumatic brain injury or if he's just trolling.
Okay. All right. Let's hear one of the hot takes, and maybe we can figure it out.
Do you remember, we actually have made fun of him on the show, sorry, Chad, before, when he freaked out about the furries surrounding the very first Retro X convention here in town.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Freak out! What's next? And you know me, there is never, ever a reason to freak out. So I think I'm sort of the exact opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, you're very go with the flow most of the time.
So Chad, there's your good-natured, lighthearted ribbing buddy. And he actually did something. Do I agree with this? I think I agree with it. He shared a post from one Megan Casper that she posted somewhere else.
Right.
Let's set the stage. Apparently, Mayor Rebecca Casper, who we just love, has two lovely daughters who seem witty and intelligent and fun.
Sure.
Especially Megan Casper, who had a little snark.
I do love a little snark.
A little salt. A little shade.
She did a little reading.
Yeah. So she posted somewhere, Lisa should be mayor, but I really think if Jeff is looking for a job here, he should consider a position as the city's PIO. That's public information officer. I think the buzzwords in his 100-day plan tell me he has exactly the skill Idaho Falls needs for its digital ad buying strategy and to add a little personality back on my Facebook feed. Thanks, Jeff. He would be a great pick, in my opinion, for that job.
I mean, I don't
managing our website and our tweets. Not for mayor, though.
Okay. The not for mayor, though, is the only thing that really helps you know that that was meant to be a little snarky.
Yes, and we're only halfway through the post. I won't read the rest.
Right.
We put it up on the screen, but it's just dripping.
Okay.
With sarcasm.
Okay, that's fair and fine. Yeah. Well, and she does have a point. I mean, Lisa actually has experience working like with the city and stuff like that, whereas Jeff is mostly in like graphic design and advertising, right?
And he's from another state.
Well, I mean, I don't want to hold that against him too much.
He's a cow. I don't either, because and honestly, I say all sincerity now. Mm-hmm. Snark aside, all sincerity. Every single one of the cows, Californians, Oregonians, Washingtonians, mm-hmm. that I have helped move here,
yeah.
have all come here because of the values we have.
Exactly.
In Idaho.
Exactly. And that's one reason why I don't want to, like, I don't know, throw too much shade on the fact that he's not from here, you know?
Right.
Because I do think that, first off, outside insight can be very important and it can be very helpful. And also, clearly people who are moving here are doing their research. They want to be here because they want what we've got.
Right. So Mike and Carly, who are you with? Lisa or Jeff? We're not. You know who we're with, though? Megan Casper. You are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5. 21 finger gun salute. Pew, pew. And chef's kiss.
To you for speaking truth with a little snark.
Yes. Love it. Well done. One other piece of hot goss. And I don't even know how to deliver this. Should it be Lady Whistledown style? Should it be...
Do you think you can do the English accent?
I can't.
Well, and if it's about American politics, maybe that would be out of left field.
Right, and I spell organization with a Z. But word has it that Uncle Frank, our benevolent benefactor here in this community, fireworks, maybe.
Right.
He's a lovely individual who does lots of lovely things, and we've spoken of him very highly. He's been IFAF before on the show.
Right, and by the way, the only billionaire that lives in Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Anyway, we heard this story. Mm-hmm. It could be complete rumor. This is all allegedly.
Yes.
Yeah. Apparently, he called Jeff before the election to get to know him a little bit and then ended the call with, "Thanks for your time. I'm going to vote for Lisa." Yeah. And apparently, the person that told that story was Jeff somebody we know.
To a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. Right.
Right, is how we got that piece of information. We wouldn't say it if it was just a piece of creative writing,
right.
Just so you know.
Yes. Yeah, we have sources, you know, don't you worry.
Kind of funny?
Kind of funny.
What do we think about Frank after that story? Do we
think
more highly or less highly?
I think the fact of the matter is that when you are the only billionaire in Idaho,
it
doesn't really matter what other people think about you. You can kind of do whatever the fuck you want.
I'm pretty sure that's the truth.
Yeah, so...
A huge thanks to our friends Lane and Whitney Virgin from Virgin Riverland and Cattle Company.
Two of our favorite people, especially to hang out with. They actually just took us to another Spud Kings hockey game, which... I just love those so much now, especially after seeing Checking It Twice. Uh-huh. You know, it does feel, it helps the hockey game just feel a little bit more Idaho Falls.
If you haven't seen the Hallmark Channel Christmas movie, Checking It Twice, it has an interesting depiction of Idaho Falls. 'Tis the season.
Yeah, right.
Go watch it. But let's make sure we say Dineen Cup champions, Spud Kings. Uh-huh. So here they are presenting a check to the Snake River Animal Shelter.
Oh, nice.
For $500 because they do that for every home game hat trick.
Yeah, which I think is the coolest way that they could do it.
Yeah.
You know?
There's Michelle Dingman. We saw her and hubby Dane Dingman.
Well, it was so funny because they just sent a picture of us sitting in our seats to Mike's phone. And we had to like look at the picture and figure out the trajectory of the shot.
It was a brain buster.
Yeah, it was fun.
Honestly. No, it was funny as hell. Mm-hmm. And... this is the Spud Kings' fourth season, their 10th home game hat trick. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
For the virgins to be spending. But
if you love critters, then, you know.
Yeah.
All a penny worth spent.
Yeah. And it warms their cockles.
Yes. And their cocker spaniels. Mm-hmm. They don't have cocker spaniels. I was trying to make a dog joke. It's fine.
We had a blast. Thank you so much for having us come with you. And I mean, they've got, you know, great seats right behind the goal.
Yeah.
As you can see here from this video.
Well, and I loved when they hit that first goal and everyone did the teddy bear toss.
Yes.
I felt so dumb for not remembering that that was going on this time.
It surprised me too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's going on? Here's all the stuffed animals for mm-hmm. Toys for Tots. The concessions were great. We had the popcorn. Mm-hmm. Carly, you got the pickle pucks.
I did. And they were actually pretty good, especially because, mm-hmm. you know, I do have very high standards for my fried pickles. Mm-hmm. So I thought those were actually pretty decent.
The popcorn?
Yeah.
Wasn't as good as the first time.
It wasn't as salty as the first time, I think, is the big thing.
Yeah, and I'm salty about that.
You know what? It's just like when I went to that Chuckers game and I got their chili cheese fries for the first time, mm-hmm. and they were so good and they were so salty. And then every other time I had them, they were kind of a letdown.
That's chasing the dragon.
Yeah.
That's how you get addicted to heroin, kids.
I do kind of wonder if part of it is, you know, just that we're misremembering.
Could
you
be.
You know, but could either be. Way.
Fixology popcorn on Sunnyside.
That one is consistently good.
They load it up with whatever. I'm going to find out what that stuff is. And that's going to be my Christmas present.
I love that. That's or something. A great idea.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Also, this last hockey game was so fun and exciting. I'm so glad we went to this specific one.
It was a great game.
Yeah. There were some really fun, like surprising goals. And that fight. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that someone took a video because I could not believe how... intense that one got.
Couple fights broke out.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is part of why I love hockey, by the way.
Well, and wasn't this the team that we stopped from going to the cup last year or something? Really close.
Yeah. So we beat them before.
Ogden Mustangs. Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently, like, Lane and Whitney heard the Ogden Mustangs kind of like talking a big game in the tunnel beforehand. So I think it's sort of funny that, you know, they totally lost.
Yep. We spanked the Stangs. 6-3. We put some stank on the Stangs. Yes? Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah, some stank on the Stangs.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Also, did you see this referee? His number was
6-7. I thought that was funny.
Oh, that reminds me. A follow-up from Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
You know the 76 gas station that we've talked about?
Oh, yeah. And you've got the shirt.
I got the custom shirt just for episode 76.
Right.
Because I love that logo. I always have. It came sort of from Phillips 66 and then the 76 and then...
Right.
And now it's just the number. Anyway, for Halloween, they posted this...
Which is so funny.
Hilarious!
I do kind of wonder how much that cost them, but also... Money well spent.
Either, to pay a Photoshopper.
Yeah.
Or to actually switch out the signs, I don't know, to the 6-7 signs.
Something like that. But either way, very, very funny. And also, if you are the ref with the 6-7 jersey, I want to know, A, did you get to choose your jersey?
Or did you just luck out?
Is it just
signed
to you? Yeah.
And do your kids drag you to school so they can show off your jersey?
Yeah, right.
And do you get high fives from everyone in the, like, they would go nuts.
Yeah.
At elementary and perhaps even.
Oh, middle school for sure.
And maybe even high school?
Yeah.
Or do high schoolers care about
that? No, high schoolers care about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember last year we talked about Cheech and Chong's gummies?
Right, yeah.
And we were wondering, how is this legal? And it said we can ship it to any state in the nation except for Idaho.
I know. I thought that was so funny. Yeah, I do.
So we talked about that a year ago, but I've been seeing more and more ads for gummies and different kinds of gummies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've experimented with drugs before on this show. I've got the finger quotes going.
I was about to say, what do you mean?
We had the adaptogen beverages.
Oh, yeah. The little recess things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were nice. Those
All
were
the
pleasant.
Stuff that it's supposed to do something to you, but it's legal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
One that I saw last week, is anybody else getting these? Or is it because I clicked something I didn't mean to?
I know. I always get the weirdest ads because I see these ads with really weird pictures and I click to see what the picture is, you know? And then I get more of those ads and they're dumb.
but they're for mushroom gummies.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see, there's only two things in mushrooms that are illegal and that's psilocybin. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I learned to say it right. And psilocybin.
Yes.
Did I say that right? I think so.
Probably. Oh.
Anyway, they've removed those two things. And apparently you can take these gummies and get, like, I don't know, sea stars or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Like you get most of the effects?
Or yeah, maybe. Okay. But some sort of, yeah, some sort of.
Yeah, I mean.
Colors look prettier or people's faces melt. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be kind of like the recess beverages where, like, they talk a big game, but you don't really feel that much.
Right, if you use your imagination, you can maybe feel like you're feeling something. Like at a junior high party when a kid, you know.
Yeah, takes some margarita mix. A sip of,
yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, look what I stole from my parents' liquor cabinet. And there's no liquor in it. Yeah.
It's just the mixer.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I wonder, but I mean, you know, I, let's see, I was sort of prejudiced even against CBD oil.
Oh, really?
Like 7-8 years ago.
Oh, that stuff saved my back.
But that, well, and it saved our pet.
Mm-hmm.
We had a cat with anxiety, or maybe that was just being projected. But anyway, I thought, okay, I'll try it. And I did. And I didn't, I think I slept really well one night or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting. I just thought I'd throw that out there, see if anybody else has had that experience. And now I'm getting, since I clicked on that like an idiot,
right?
I'm getting ads for ketamine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it kind of makes sense.
Which I thought was a party drug. I mean, I may have gone to a rave or two in the late 90s.
Sure.
I may have been at a party where a friend said, hey, try one of these.
Yeah, you were a much bigger partier than I was. I never did that.
But well, isn't ketamine a horse tranquilizer?
I think that it has been used for that, but I also know that it has lots of mental health and medicinal purposes.
Okay.
You know? I mean, just like how mushrooms are being studied to help treat PTSD, I know that they've done similar experiments with ketamine and stuff like that. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that there's certainly a place for it. And I mean, hell, they even do that on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Like, there's a husband and wife who go in and, like,
well, there's your reason to try it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's one of those things like where they'll diagnose you on the internet and treat you.
Oh, fun. It's so kind of like the little, the medical marijuana.
Sort of like walking along Venice Beach in California before it was fully recreationally legalized. People would be out front in bright green shirts going, hey, come on in. We'll check you for glaucoma, anxiety, back pain. You know?
That's funny. That's funny.
And then we got the treatment right here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
Kind of interesting. Brave new world right now.
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to get us all on drugs because when 3i Atlas gets here, December 19th, did we say? Oh, by the way, that's also the date of, that's why that date sounded familiar, the 3rd annual UTV Holiday Light Parade. So.
Oh, fun.
The reason we're giving you heads up on that now is
so maybe you have some mushroom gummies and then you go see the pretty lights.
Yeah, is you've got to be registered for it, and they're only taking 400 entries.
Wow, only. Geez, yeah. I'm kind of surprised that they can even get 400 entries. That seems like a lot.
How many did they have last year? 350, though.
Jeez, I mean, and they probably had to turn quite a few people away.
Each entry, $10. The event supports the Idaho Falls Community Food Basket.
Which is such a good thing to be helping with, especially right now.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Two more things before we go, both food related.
Okay.
I saw this is a leftover from a couple episodes ago that we didn't get to, but I wanted to mention it because it's one of those things. It's a national story in the New York Times that has an Idaho connection. This is for Senate bean soup. Apparently, this soup has been served by the U.S. Senate dining room for more than 100 years.
Wow. Okay.
There's no consensus on exactly where it came from, but some say it dates back to the early 20th century when Senator Frank Du Bois.
Oh.
Sound familiar?
Okay.
Of Idaho passed a resolution making it a menu staple.
Yeah. But also.
So it either came from here or we're supposed to like it here.
Yeah. One guy from here was like, this needs to be at all the parties. But also, come on, if you're from Idaho, like you could have at least done like a cheddar potato.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the thing, Carly.
Yeah.
The slow cooker version has updated the classic slightly with the addition of carrot, smoked paprika and as a nod to Idaho. It contains a single russet potato, which gets mashed up at the end of cooking to thicken the soup beautifully.
Oh, okay, okay.
Here it is. Lincoln Post. Try out the Senate bean soup from 100 years ago and see if it's any good and let us know.
I still like cheddar potato more.
Yeah. And finally, super cute. Now, some of these I'm afraid to talk about, because I think everybody who's actively goes to church already knows about this stuff.
They probably do.
Right. But both of us, being non-LDS, please forgive us, or as my LDS friends call me, a future Mormon.
Yeah, there you go.
We think stuff like this is just incredibly creative. Look at these Thanksgiving sugar cookies being sold by Kylie Bennett on Facebook Marketplace. Picture, if you're just listening, a Swanson's or a Hungry Man.
TV tray dinner.
Yeah, like turkey dinner, right? Mm-hmm. Here you've got in the main entree section, the 6 turkey leg shaped sugar cookies.
So cute.
In one corner, the frosting for the cookies looks like mashed potatoes covered with caramel gravy. And that yellow butter pat in the middle.
A Starburst.
That's a Starburst. So cute.
Right. And then the green and orange up there, those are just M&Ms. A little accoutrement for your cookie.
Isn't that too cute?
Yeah, that's adorable.
It's too cute.
Now, is she doing this as a little fundraiser for something?
I don't know. She's selling them for $25. And so we thought we'd either share so you can give her money for her time and creativity.
Yeah.
Or you can do it on your own.
Right.
It's one of those things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also, what a great way to keep, like, the kids' table occupied.
Exactly, right?
You know?
Yeah, a little dessert.
Yeah, you'll just have to tell them that they can't have the cookie until after dinner, but they can decorate it while you get dinner ready or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's wrap it up with what's coming up. Oh, first, a quick heads up. December 6th is the Christmas Box Angel Vigil. There's that Hale family again.
Yep.
Talked to Terry Hale last week, and it's going to be honest with you. It's a sad topic. It's a sad thing to talk about. It's for people who have lost kids or know somebody who have. But when you go, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's cathartic. I've been a few times now.
It's a great way to feel the community around you during such a difficult topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dress warmly, bring a flower or flowers. Mm-hmm. Bring a candle. Be prepared to say the name of the loved one you've lost while they do this. And it's just beautiful. We've talked about it before on the show. We've got some clips you can watch and see how it works. If I know some people have like anxiety about that stuff.
Right.
But I tell you, you will be accepted. Everybody there will know what you've been through. Mm-hmm. Where were we? Wrap it up. Coming up. Go.
Yes. Couple of quick reminders. Nutcracker is going to be tomorrow night at the Colonial. Make sure you get your tickets. It's always such a fun show. So good for this time of year. Also, the Wall of Warmth is still accepting donations through Tuesday. That link is in the post, so make sure you check that out. Then next week, Monday through Friday, November 17th to the 21st, is everyone's favorite event of the season, the Festival of Trees.
What? Next week already?
Mm-hmm. 59th annual, by the way.
Okay.
And that'll be taking place at the Elks Lodge.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And last, but certainly not least, next Saturday, November 22nd, is going to be the downtown tree lighting and holiday market going on from 4 to 8 p.m., great way to get some Christmas presents.
Holidays are coming. Mm-hmm. Holidays are coming. And is this going to be, I don't know, will this be Rebecca Casper's last act as mayor?
It very well may be.
Maybe there's some New Year's stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way, it's going to be a good time for the whole family.
Yeah. We went last year, the big old fire engine.
It was pretty cool.
Our buddy Brad from Now 105.1 was there, like emceeing like he does.
Yes.
You know, like he does. No, he doesn't do that. He doesn't do the J-Law double mic thing. Will there be a tree in the corner next episode?
Oh, maybe. There might be. Yeah, usually you have your fall tree up by now.
Yeah.
It's really slacking, Mike.
Well, remember, the deal was we didn't want to decorate until after Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
But finally, we do have a fall tree contingency decorating plan in place that I think might be in place.
All right.
All right. Well, that's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags, and go get them, Tiger.
And be kind to critters. IFAF.